At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Here, let's do it again, New York City. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We got a little bit more time tonight to unpack things. Obviously, last night, coming off the news of Brian Daboll being fired during the day, most of the conversation was around the New York football Giants, and we'll get there again tonight. I do want to talk about the New York Jets at some point. I do want to speak about Major League Baseball. The stove is not on yet, but the GMs are meeting out in Vegas, and I haven't said a word about Luis L. Ortiz or Emmanuel Clase and their whole cheating scandal. Well, not cheating scandal, gambling scandal. I guess they were cheating the game a bit. But we'll start with your New York Knicks. And a little parallel, something I was thinking about as I was watching this Knicks, and I jokingly was tweeting out, is this Knicks team a super team? You know, when they fired Brian Daboll yesterday, I thought to myself, hey, this is New York. This guy was a dead man walking. This guy got a longer run than most guys get. He got longer than the guys before him in the same position got. Joe Judge, Pat Shurmur, Ben McAdoo. And he might not have deserved it. But when I say this is New York, this is the number one market for media, the most teams, the most fans, the most people. The expectations are super high, and we've been miserable for a long time now. We haven't had a champion in the four major sports in too long now. And the New York Knicks have entered into the category of championship or bust. The New York Knicks quickly have become a team in New York that it's going to be chip or failure. And so when they fired Tom Thibodeau, who got to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years, it kind of makes you think, right, okay, who comes in next and how do they fix this? It's not broken. But are they able to do more to get this team over the hump? 888-808-1019. What can Brown do for you? What can the next coach of the New York Giants do for them? The Giants have talent. But if you think about where the New York Knicks were for a decade plus, two decades, and you think about where the Giants have been over the last 10 years, it's similar as far as a high-priced organization, you know, valued at billions, millions of fans, high expectations, but just a laughing stock. And Mike Brown, what can Brown do for you? Mike Brown wasn't the guy that most of us had talked about. As last night and in today, we're all talking about Mike McCarthy and Brian Flores and John Gruden and Lane Kiffin. Mike Brown was not anywhere near our radar after last season with the Knicks when they fired Tom Thibodeau. Nobody was pointing to Mike Brown. There's even a drop that I heard today on The Fan with Boomer saying, they're not going to hire Mike Brown. I'd be surprised. Nobody was thinking about Mike Brown. But through the process of going on the search, interviewing candidates, crossing off boxes, vetting people out, figuring out who was available and who was not, they land on Mike Brown. And I want to know how Knicks fans feel now. What can Brown do for you? He can innovate the team. He can use the bench. He can make them pick up the pace. It's not dribble, 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 dribble the air out of the ball. It's pass the ball. As I'm watching the Knicks tonight, I'm like, wait a minute. This is fun to watch. This is good basketball. Like, how many passes did they make finding a guy cutting to the rack? Somebody wide open underneath. It was too easy at certain points. You know? And the New York Knicks right now have won 5 in a row. The New York Knicks right now are undefeated in their building. You know, game 11 out of 82. I know we have a long way to go, but you know, before I went on vacation, the Knicks stubbed their toe on the road a little bit, and hosts on this station and fans that call this station were panicking. Saying, oh, this ain't it. Mike Brown's a clown. And I get that. Like, you know, it's a good play on his last name. Clown rhymes with Brown, but he's not a clown. They had him mic'd up tonight. Mike is a good coach. He is enthusiastic. He is complimentary. And he's got the Knicks looking a lot different than they've looked in the past. This is the 2026 Knicks. We're not in 2026 yet, but I feel like they've stepped into modern basketball, modern day NBA. I feel like they have made the necessary changes to get deeper. I feel like their play style, they just look different. They look different than they ever have. I mean, they made history tonight scoring 130 points again. That's the first time in history they scored more than 130 in 3 straight games. Different. Clearly, things have changed. Clearly, things are different. And a team like the Memphis Grizzlies, their star, Ja Morant, he turned the ball over a bunch. I think he had like 7 turnovers in the beginning of the game in the first half and overall had like 8. It's another thing. The Knicks were taking advantage, getting points off of turnovers, playing defense. And, you know, like Ja Morant is a star. They're showing his kicks. Shout out to Steve Novak on the broadcast who said something about, yeah, those kicks are cool. The kids are loving the kicks, but he's got to get his game together. And you all saw, you know, he got in some trouble last week for his comments about the coaches.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
in the media. But your star players are still your star players for the Knicks. Your star players like Jalen Brunson come into the game. They can get you the bucket when you need it. Big body Brunson can get to the line. He can hit his threes when you need it. If you need to stop a run, he's there. Mikal Bridges is another guy. He's not an all-star, but Mikal Bridges is a guy on both sides of the floor that you can depend on, that you could count on. And then Bodega Cat, Karl-Anthony Towns, trying to be a little more physical, hitting some threes, dunking the ball, making plays. Like, when you look at the box score, yes, these guys are still getting their minutes as far as, like, Jalen Brunson played 36 minutes. OG Anunoby played 36 minutes. Mikal Bridges, 38. Karl-Anthony Towns, 32. But it looks different because they're trusting their teammates. The bench is chipping in. I mean, Jordan Clarkson now, what a difference for Jordan Clarkson as of late versus in the beginning of the season. You know, he's coming off the bench, cooking now, microwave score, getting you points. He had 13 points tonight. Josh Hart with 8. Deuce McBride being able to get 9. And I mean, you don't need that every night. You didn't need anything from him against the measly Brooklyn Nets. So as I'm looking at this Knicks team share the ball, pass the ball, I'm just thinking about the future. I'm thinking about when we do get to April and May and June and what will be different. This is different. They'll have their legs. They'll have multiple options. They'll play a different style that should behoove them when we get to where we get to. Like, I was looking at, speaking of the Nets' only win is against the Pacers. That team is 1-7, 1-8. They're not in the way. And I know the East is taking a different shape and form, but as I'm looking at the Knicks team, you know, talking about your stars being your stars, Jalen Brunson goes out there, has 32 points tonight, 10 assists, and he was getting to those assists pretty easily. Karl-Anthony Towns had a double-double, 21 points, 13 rebounds, and Mikal Bridges had 22 points. And there was this one play with Mikal Bridges that I think a lot of people were posting on Twitter that is just, you know, him sprinting off of the turnover and running, you know, down the court and being there. And it's just like, this is the style of play that they're trying to have. At halftime, they interviewed Rick Brunson, and he talked about, you know, them getting the ball across midcourt, half court by 21 seconds, how when the ball goes through the hoop, the pace starts. Like, this is coaching. This is intentional. This is part of their play style. Like, is this what these guys wanted? Is this what they wanted moving on from Tom Thibodeau, who a lot of you called me up and said was a dinosaur, would not evolve, would not be able to change his old coaching ways to this modern day style of the NBA, and would not be able to get the Knicks to the promised land, get over the hump. Now you're seeing that Mike Brown, he's learned a lot of things from his multiple stops, and he's able to apply them to this Knicks team. And they look good. I mean, they had 114 points going into the fourth quarter. And like I said, their style of play is fun to watch. If you're a Knicks fan, you're watching the game. And obviously, the Grizzlies didn't go away. You do have to put teams like that away. They did have their own runs, but it's the NBA. Teams are going to fight. Teams aren't going to lay down. But for the most part, that game was over in the second quarter. That game was done in the second quarter. I mean, the Knicks were up. It was done in the first quarter. Knicks were, you can't lose a game in the first quarter. Knicks were up 42-30 in the first, but then putting another 35 versus 24 going into halftime. They were favored to win that game by 21.5 at the break. So this is an evolved Knicks team. This is a different looking group. I mean, they didn't have Mitchell Robinson. Didn't need him. You know, guys like Landry Shamet are starting. Landry Shamet was with the Westchester Knicks. I don't even know if he was with them at this time last year. I don't think they even started yet. Like, Landry Shamet is a guy that has become a dependable player on the team that you can count on. Josh Hart has accepted his role coming off the bench and is doing what he's got to do. Like, I see what they're doing. I see where they're going. And I joked about being a super team. Your stars are still your stars. Your role players are there. You're going to have better talent than other teams that you're going to face. And that's going to bode well for the long run. So the Knicks are 7-3, undefeated at home. They have this 7-game homestand. That's the 5th game of this homestand. That's the first half of a back-to-back. I think they have the Magic coming in tomorrow. Or maybe the Nets might play the Magic next. No, the Magic play the Knicks tomorrow. So we'll start there. 888-808-1019. What I say about the Brooklyn Nets, man, is like, it's tough watching the Nets tonight. I had most of my, you know, attention on the Knicks game. Cool to see that the Nets brought back the Biggie Cougie jerseys, the Biggie camo. Obviously, you know, inspired from Biggie's Cougie sweater. Funny enough, most people know Biggie was a Knicks fan, but a lot of Brooklyn natives and Brooklyn fans feel like Biggie would be a Nets fan, would rep, you know, Brooklyn, and the Nets embrace that. That's the biggest draw that they have. You know, they brought back these jerseys. I got to order one back in 2017, 2018 when they came out. I was too broke to get one then. I'm going to get one now. But watching the Nets tonight against former Knicks, right, as you look at the Toronto Raptors, who are 6-5, and they feature Emmanuel Quickley and RJ Barrett, you know, they have a decent little team. But the Nets lose by 10, 119-109. And if you're a Nets fan right now, you know it's quiet for the Nets. They have a couple different players that, you know, like there's some good things that you're seeing, but ultimately it's not enough to win. Nick Claxton coming through with 21. Michael Porter Jr. coming through with 21. Noah Clowney doing his thing a little bit. You're starting to see a little bit more growth from Yegor Demon, the rookie, the first round pick, the first of their first round picks. But yeah, as I watch the Nets, I'm like, listen, there are a lot of talented players coming into the draft next year. And if they keep this pace, winning one game out of every 11, the bouncing ball, that lottery ball may bounce their way where they can go ahead and get a star player. You probably heard the news earlier today of Nico Harrison being dismissed. And that whole situation is just funny in itself, right? Sketchy, but funny in itself. Now the Dallas Mavericks and owner Patrick Dumont are expected to fire general manager Nico Harrison. We all knew that that trade was bogus as hell when it happened. But think about all the years that Luka Doncic was up there as an MVP favorite with the Dallas Mavericks. Never actually got it done. What if this is the year that he gets it done, balling out with the Lakers? Interesting, right? The NBA. 888-808-1019. Taking calls from the Knicks fans. How do you feel about Mike Brown and your New York Knicks making history? Three games in a row, scoring 130 points. Guys off the bench getting minutes. Guys off the bench contributing. Your stars still being your stars. And another easy win as the Knicks are really making Madison Square Garden feel like a home court advantage with their Knicks City Connect court and their jerseys being debuted.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders, Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.